Welcome back. 3:49, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And I'm joined now by Sean Waterman, Washington Times national security reporter. He's been covering the situation in Algeria since yesterday, and he joins me live now. Sean, what's the very latest from there?
Well, the Algerian media say that the operation to rescue the hostages is over.
All right.
But it doesn't seem to have ended entirely well. Earlier, they reported four foreign hostages, 600 Algerians had been freed in the operation, which apparently employed helicopter gunships and large numbers of ground troops. They moved in. As the terrorists were attempting to leave with the hostages.
Mm-hmm.
So it also seems that a large number of hostages may have been killed.
Mm-hmm.
We do know that four were released, have been released. That's pretty much been confirmed by the governments of the individuals.
All right, and we knew that there originally were about 40 people taken.
Well, we didn't. The guys themselves, the attackers, said that the extremists said, you know, that they had 41 people of 9 nationalities, including 7 Americans. But we never had any independent confirmation of that.
Mm-hmm.
In any case, it seems that, you know, it's possible that at least dozens of people have died, you know.
Yeah. Where are we getting this information? Is it coming from U.S. sources through the State Department, or are we totally reliant on information from there?
Well, I mean, that's a very interesting question, Andy. And one of the things that is becoming clear as this unfolds is that certainly the British and probably the U.S. government were largely in the dark about all of this until after the operation had begun. Still we're not getting, there was a briefing an hour or so ago at the State Department, a couple of hours ago, and then no details there.
Mm-hmm.
We have had confirmation of some of the individuals released. There's a fellow called Michael McFall from Northern Ireland. He's a British citizen.
Mm-hmm.
His family were on Sky TV saying that they were going to have a big party for him when he gets back.
Huh. Hopefully we'll be able to get some concrete information from individuals like him. The connection to Al-Qaeda, is there a link?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, I would probably, well, okay, here's the story. So the fighters that carried out this attack, which, you know, was pretty large scale, pretty sophisticated, about two dozen guys in 3 vehicles, you know, armed with, they had explosive belts that they made the hostages wear. Apparently, one of the hostages said on TV, they let the hostages talk to some media outlets to put pressure on the Algerians, presumably. But they are loyal to a fellow called Mukhtar Belmukhtar, who is an Algerian and who was Al-Qaeda's commander in the Sahel. Now, the Sahel is that band of countries, Mali, Niger, all the way. It's at the corner of North and West Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And Mali is right bang in the middle there. And of course, these attackers said that their action was in retaliation for the Algerians' government and others' support of the French intervention in Mali.
Ah, I got you. Okay.
But this fellow, Mukhtar Belmukhtar, actually has left the franchise in the in that area. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, AQIM. Remember that. You're going to be hearing that a lot in the going forward, I predict, unfortunately,
okay.
Because,
yeah.
You know, this is just the first of, you know, potentially a series of attacks that we might see, you know, launched by this organization and its sort of affiliates, mm-hmm. in the coming months as the French you know, the French, this is going to be a long, they're going to be in there a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they've evidently put out the request for other nations to help them in their quest to take care of the situation there. So this is, I think you're right. I think this is something we haven't heard the last of by any means. Yesterday, when all of this came down, Algerian officials were quick to point out that they do not negotiate. There are no deals. And to me, that indicated that there would be swift action, and evidently there sure was.
Well, I mean, we'll see in the coming days, perhaps, although, you know, one doubts that the Algerian government is transparent as the U.S. government might be under the same circumstances. But, you know, we may well learn in the coming days exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. we may learn in the coming days exactly what happened. But the attackers, the terrorists themselves, told this news agency in Mauritania that they've been They told this news agency that the attack had happened as they were trying to leave with the hostages. So it's possible that they really left the Algerians very little choice. I mean, that's the Sahara Desert, Andy.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, if you look up huge expanse of uncharted wilderness in the dictionary, there's a little picture of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's big country, and it's, and you know, and they were just a few miles from the border of Libya, which is now, you know, pretty lawless.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no telling where they might go. I think, you know, the Algerians may well have felt that they had no choice.
Yeah. Any indication as to when we'll find out more about this? Has the State Department or has the White House given any indication that they're going to hold a news conference related to this?
Not as far as I'm aware, but, you know, this is developing by the minute, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's possible that while I've been on the phone to you, we might have had word of that, but, you know, certainly I think we will learn more in the coming hours.
Mm-hmm.
And even more in the coming days, but there will probably be a very long and excruciating post-mortem of all of this.
Yeah.
You know, I
mm-hmm.
mean, and as I say, it may be the sort of opening salvo in a new campaign of terror in that region and perhaps beyond. I mean, the French put up the terror level in Paris when they made this intervention in Mali because they suspected quite rightly that
there'd be some type of retaliation.
That there might be some kind of retaliation.
Yeah. All right. Well, Sean, I appreciate the update very much. Please keep me posted. If you hear anything new, please get back to me. I'd like to hear from you.
Will do, Andy.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Sean Waterman, Washington Times national security reporter. Again, we do not know the fate of the hostages. The report is that they have been killed, or many of them have, four released. But again, no official word yet from our government related to this story. We'll keep you posted as it becomes available, the information becomes available. 3:58, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.